We're being joined now by Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach Kelsey Goff on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And Kelsey, once again, it's time for basketball, as I said when you answered the phone. But, you know, you've had about, as we're talking here, almost a full week of practice. How's it gone so far, getting back in the swing of things?
It's going good. I think the highlight so far, not only with just the season starting, is practicing in our own new gym. You know, the last three years, we've been practicing at an elementary school there in Melcher. But now to start the season off with our first year of being in our new gym has been electrifying for everybody. It's just, you just step in that gym and you just look around and it's just like, oh my gosh, finally, you know, we have a place to call home. It's brand new. And now it really feels like it's, you know, time for some varsity girls basketball.
Yeah. Before we talk about the new gym and how everybody likes that, let's talk about your team. Last year you had a special season, won the Bluegrass Conference tournament, and had just an incredible season. And with a few exceptions, you got just about everybody back from that team last year.
Yeah, it's a lot to just keep continuing on. Like you said, I lost a couple of seniors that were key players for that success we had last year, that they were seniors. But, majority of the starters back, have a couple of girls coming off the bench from last year's team that got a lot of playing time, you know, that'll kind of step into those starting roles. And so, just looking to continue on that high that we had with a repeat of the conference tournament, and then, looking forward to hopefully maybe getting a first place in the overall conference standings, as last year we finished second to ACA. So, very excited. Lots to keep building on and just keep that momentum going through this next season.
Well, as we said, I think most of your core is back this year, and it really all starts with that engine that keeps you, that propels you, is Addie Wadley. And there was a little concern in the spring and summer that she there with her health, but that is all behind her now, and she's been telling me, "Hey, I am ready to go. I'm ready for basketball."
Yeah, absolutely. Even there during October when we had our October league in Pleasantville, she was excited. First day of practice, she is just, very excited for her senior year, just to keep that momentum going, see what she can do to finish out her career with Melcher Dallas. But yeah, she's very excited, and she really gets the other girls excited too. You know, she's one of the ones that is pretty much focused on basketball, as some of the other girls, are that dual sport, which is great. So it's great to have her as that leader, what she has been the last few years, but especially as a senior, is to keep everyone together, keep that momentum going, keep that positivity going, and just kind of keep looking to what our goals are as a team and just some of them individually.
What are some other players that you got that are going to be very important to your success this year?
Without some support from Gabby Overgaard and Kiana Jackson, they are the two other seniors that I have, and they've just been right along with Addie, over these last 4 years, with getting a lot of varsity playing time. So, Gabby's going to be a force there in the middle, down low, with her rebounding, her just athleticism. Goodness, she can really been working on her outside kind of shooting also. So I'm kind of looking forward to see if she does that a little bit more, if we have some special place for her just stepping outside of the lane and seeing what she can do out there. And then Kiana Jackson, she's just one of those hustle players, always seems to be in the right place at the right time. She might not score a lot every game, but I know last year she had a couple of standout games where she was, scoring a lot of points, but just a hustler. And just like I said, overall experience for Gabby and Kiana, also coming off the bench last year, but I look to see her stepping into a starting role as Maddie DeYoung. She's a junior this year, and she's had some health issues and physical, injuries her freshman and sophomore year. But when she was healthy and, could be out on the court, she was just another force with her speed and a good ball handler. So looking to see what she can do, this season as a starter in her junior year. And then just a few of my sophomores that were freshmen last year, there's four of them. And so I think those four will be kind of fighting for a starting spot. But if they don't get that starting spot, they will definitely be the depth that I need coming off the bench.
Yeah, what is the depth? It looks like you said you have like a 15, 16 out total this year. You have a JV, but what's the depth you talked about? You sounds like you got a little more depth this year than you've had in the past.
Yeah, I could see, you know, like I said, with four of those sophomores, one of them starting, that leaves three of them. And then I have a freshman and I could see if I can get her to, you know, develop and just getting maybe her a little bit of time here at, on the court at the beginning of the season. You know, she would might be very helpful going as we end up the season. But yeah, so I could see me being at least four deep right now. But, you know, you never know when one of those freshmen might, you know, stand out as the season goes on. And, you know, they could definitely help us and maybe be five deep going into, you know, later on into the season. So, yeah, I haven't had this in quite some time. And so very excited to have some depth there, you know, with varsity and then, you know, with a full JV team and a full JV schedule pretty much, you know, getting them some time just on the court playing.
Talking to Kelsey Goff, Melcher Dallas, girls basketball coach on KNIA on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. You mentioned shooting, and that's kind of been one of those things you've been working on to improve the last few years. You mentioned maybe at Gabby kind of extending her range a little bit. You know, how important is, you know, the improved shooting that hopefully will come around this year?
Yeah, we definitely will need that, you know, because every once in a while, Addie will have an off night, you know, and obviously she was one of the leading scorers and, you know, one of the best shooters on our team. So, you know, those other girls will need to step up. And yeah, like you said, we've been working on that, just kind of focusing on, you know, finding that spot, finding your range and just kind of sticking with that, you know, or just being confident when you're open, take those shots. And so, yeah, it'll be vital to see, you know, each night when we play how well our shooting is, just because, yeah, overall as a team, sometimes it's not the best, but yeah, we will definitely have some people step up and be able to shoot the ball and make sure, yeah, we have some help for Addie when she does have an off night. But no, I think it should be good all around this year. And like I said, it might be someone else each night stepping out and shining with their shooting, but that's, you know, that's part of it. And it's exciting to see that.
Got to be one of the favorites to win the Bluegrass Conference, not only tournament, but regular season championship. Who are some of the competition and some of the teams that may stand in your way this year?
Yeah, definitely two goals that we have set out for already, just with this first week of practice, definitely talked about it. But otherwise, you know, always ACA, you know, they're tough coming up there from a private Christian school, you know, so they're always going to be tough. So we have that circle on our calendar. And, you know, there's some other teams that you just don't know night in and night out how they're going to play. But Mormon Trail, always play them tough. I know they lost some seniors, but they know how to dig down deep and are just physical. Even Murray. I think they might be a little bit younger still, but, you know, they play hard and are just kind of scrappy. So sometimes we struggle with that. But, yeah, I would say, you know, those three teams are ones that are on our radar that could give us some tough games or, you know, some good games that we'll test, you know, see how we do.
And you mentioned at the top, but the new gym that you can now play in, you don't have to get on the bus and go to Southeast Warren, which they were very kind and helping you, you know, have your home games, but now you got your own place finally again. And looks like if you get to the Bluegrass Conference semifinals, you get to play on your home gym, which is just phenomenal because I think you had to go to Mormon Trail last year to win that thing.
Yeah, like you said, and like I started the conversation out with the gym. Yeah, and for have the conference tournament, you know, there this year is awesome, you know, so we can hopefully have that home crowd to help us defend the title because it'll definitely be tough. But yeah, it's just so neat, you know, kind of leaves you speechless and breathless when you walk into that gym. Just because of how much time we've spent on the road. Like you said, can't thank Southeast Warren enough for letting us have those few home games we could these past three seasons there that they would work with us. You know, those bus drives, bus rides get very long, especially when you play, you know, 22, 23 games. So to have that an actual home court advantage, home court to play on this season is going to be, you know, very, very uplifting and hopefully give us, you know, lots of energy, whether it's the crowd or just the girls themselves or, however they get that and realize that. I think it's more the seniors, that are realizing this because this is their last year and they finally get to have a home gym. I think, the freshmen and sophomores, are excited too, but it's really going to hit the three seniors that I have, that they have this home gym and get to finish their career out with a home court and a brand new gym.
All right. Well, Kelsey, best of luck to you. We'll talk to you throughout the season and hopefully a lot of success this year.
Yes, thank you, Derek. Appreciate it.
That's Kelsey Goff, Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach's interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA.